Could September be the year's most poetic month? A look at the evidence today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare? Having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom27.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom27.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 27.com. Go to freedom27.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom27.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, September 5th, the 248th day of the year. Bob Newhart and Raquel Welch are sharing a birthday. If the year has a most poetic month, we have to argue for September. Dickinson, Thoreau, Robert Frost, virtually every major poet has penned an ode to September. Pop music charts are filled with titles like September Morn, I'll See You in September, Try to Remember the Kind of September, and of course, Shine On Harvest Moon. In Camelot, it's decreed that summers linger through September. And here's one of our favorite September rhymes from John Updike. The breezes taste of apple peel. The air is full of smells to feel. Like plates washed clean with suds of the days are polished with a morning haze. That's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more about September at almanac.com.